Support comes from AgriGold, celebrating their 12th year as a major corporate underwriter of Illinois Public Media's Ag Programming and e-newsletter. AgriGold's support allows their customers and growers everywhere to receive quality ag information at no charge. More information on AgriGold is at AgriGold.com.
This agricultural program is a production of Illinois Public Media.
I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser with a look at the weather for corn and soybean production in South America. Last week, our focus was on a stagnant weather pattern that would continue to bring dry weather to many northern production areas of Brazil and heavy rains to southern Brazil and to northern and central Argentina. That pattern indeed did hold this week and is expected to last for at least several more days. Areas of extreme dryness and extreme wetness are growing. Of course, extreme weather is typically not good for crops. The driest areas are in northeast, southeast, and eastern portions of center-west Brazil. Little to no rain has fallen in this area since Christmas, including Goiás, Bahia, and Minas Gerais. Moisture deficits for the past month are averaging around 8 inches. First crop corn and soybeans in this area are rapidly becoming stressed and yield losses are likely starting to occur. Hot and dry weather will continue across this area through early next week, then some relief is in the forecast starting during the middle of next week as a cold front approaches from Argentina. That front should trigger scattered thunderstorms. Rainfall will not be enough to erase moisture deficits that have built up in the past month, but some rain is better than none. The big question is what comes beyond next week. There are indications that occasional thunderstorms will occur, but overall rainfall amounts will remain below average. In neighboring Mato Grosso do Sul, and Sao Paulo, rainfall has also been below average during the past month, but occasional thunderstorms have prevented dryness from becoming as extreme. This area would benefit from more rain, and that is in the forecast starting during the middle of next week. Now to the wet areas. The jet stream has been parked over or near South Brazil and northern and central Argentina in recent weeks. That has resulted in frequent heavy rainfall. Fields in Rio Grande do Sul, Brazil, and much of northern and central Argentina are waterlogged. More heavy rainfall is expected in the coming week, increasing chances of crop damage. Not all major production areas of Argentina are excessively wet. Some key areas in Cordoba, southern Santa Fe, and southern Entre Rios have had plentiful but not excessive rainfall. Those areas should stay fine in the coming week. Finally, southern crop areas of Argentina have been trending drier lately and are in need of some rain. Rain is now returning with the best chance on Sunday. Southern Argentina should avoid dryness becoming extreme. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
And I'm University of Illinois Extension's Tuck Gleason, reminding you to visit our website at willag.org. There you'll find all kinds of information, including a way to purchase your tickets, just $25, for our March 10th All-Day Ag Outlook. Those tickets are on sale now. You can dial in at 217-333-7300. That's 217-333-7300. Tickets are just $25. They won't last long, so you should dial in right now.